In this week's Parsha, Parshas Va'era, we have 7 out of the 10 Makas. The Pasuk lists the Makas in order, and Makas Kinem is followed by Makas Oriv. However, in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Hei, David HaMelech writes, Vayovoy Oriv Kinem B'chol Gevulam. And Oriv came, Kinem lice, in all their borders. The Kilas Yitzchak asks, if Kinem was before Oriv, why does David HaMelech write it in the reverse, Vayovoy Oriv Kinem b'chol gevulam, Oroiv, and then Kinem? The Kehilas Yitzchak answers with a mashal. There was a wealthy person whose son got engaged, and as the day of the wedding approached, he wanted to share his simcha with the less fortunate. So he decided to make a 7-day feast for the poor. Every day, a different type of ani would attend. On day one, he would invite only poor people who collect from door to door. On day two, poor people who learned in yeshivas were invited. And on day three, poor people who were related to him. And so on, every day, a different type of ani. However, he wanted to avoid guests attending his party more than once. So he stationed guards at the entrance to ensure that nobody entered twice. One day, the guard observed a poor person attempting to enter a second time and inquired, "Why are you here again? I remember you were here a few days ago. You can't enter twice." The poor person answered, "Well, 2 days ago, the party was for poor people who collect door to door, and I am definitely from that category. Today is for relatives, and I am also a relative of the host. I therefore have a legitimate right to attend twice." Says the Kehilas Yitzchak, Kinem was a maka for itself, the third maka. However, it was followed by Oroiv, which means a mixture of numerous animals and insects, lions, bears, scorpions, and Kinem. So although Kinem were invited to the party by themselves, by Makas Kinem, they had every right to attend also on the day of Oriv, which was a mixture of all animals and insects. Hence the Pasuk in Tehillim, Vayovoy Oriv, and Oriv came. Kinem b'chol gevulam, even by Makas Oriv, there were Kinem too. The Pasuk is only talking about Makas Oriv, and it's saying that by Makas Oriv, the Kinem were also invited. The second Dvar Torah for this week is, the Pasuk says by Makas Oriv, Hashem tells Moshe to warn Paroi, V'samti fedus, I shall bring about a redemption that will separate Bein Ami uvein Amecho, between my nation and your nation, L'mochor yieh ho'oisazeh. This sign will come tomorrow. Makas Oroiv will come tomorrow. In Sefer Torah Ladas, he asks, why is the word Fedus written chaser? It is spelled Fei Dalet Sof, without a Vav, between the Dalet and the Sof. And he answers, when Klal Yisrael is saved directly by Hashem, then it's a Geula that will be everlasting. However, when the Geula comes through an intermediary, a Bos of Adam, then such a Geula is temporary and does not last. We see this from the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Yisrael Noisha Bashem Teshuas Olamim. Yisrael Noisha Bashem. If the Yeshua is directly from Hashem, Teshuas Olamim, it's an everlasting redemption. Fedus written without a Vav, written Chaser, is referring to a redemption that is lacking. It's done through a Shliach, a Bos of Adam, and is therefore only temporary. However, Fedus written with a Vav is a complete and final redemption done solely by Hashem. That is why the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki im Hashem hachesed v'harbe imoy fedus. Fedus over there is written mole with a vav, because ki im Hashem hachesed, if the chesed is done directly by Hashem, v'harbe imoy fedus, it is a complete redemption, fedus mole. However, in our Pasuk, the redemption of the makos is being done through a shaliach, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, the Pasuk says, V'samti fedus, I will bring a redemption. Fedus is written chaser, a temporary redemption. However, L'mochor yieh ho'ois hazeh, yesh mochor la'achar zman. Sometimes, mochor does not mean tomorrow, but rather at a later time. L'mochor, sometime in the future, yieh ho'ois hazeh, we will have this letter vav, fedus mole, with a vav. In the future, the redemption will be done directly by Hashem, and it will be fedus mole, an everlasting redemption. L'mochor yieh ho'ois hazeh.